Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx Speaker, Business Positioning Strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 70 countries, such as the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Malaysia, all across Europe. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we use this to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on Blog Talk Radio Network, Tuesday through Friday. Never miss an episode by joining our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community, and join in the conversations that happen even after the show. I ask that you subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Google Play Music app, or wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. We're now on the Himalaya app as well. If you don't know what the Himalaya app is, it's an amazing new podcast app, and we are now on the Himalaya app. So I ask that you subscribe wherever you're comfortable listening to shows. On the show, I bring on entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, other podcasters, and authors who are amazing at what they do and are having a real impact in the world around them. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show during our live broadcast, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number 657-383-1109. And with that, please help me welcome to the show my friend Phoebe. Hey, what's happening?
Not too much. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh my gosh, I am so pumped to have you on the show. So we officially met at Steve Olsch's event, New Media Summit, but it turns out that we actually share an entire community of friends, which I thought was super cool.
Yeah, I love when work collide like that, when you're like, oh my gosh, we know so many people, so many of the same people. So it says a lot about who you are, and I think that's why we've become good friends.
Oh yeah, definitely. And so, you know, I'm super pumped to have you on the show. I love having other podcasters on the show to talk about the transformation that has happened, because we don't just wake up and go, I think a podcast is where I'm going. It just kind of happens sometimes. And then the amazing things that happen because of the show is just super, super incredible. So I'm really excited to have you on the show to learn more about you and to show everyone your brilliance.
Thank you. I'm excited.
So let's do this. The title of the show is Unbecoming with podcast host Phoebe Mrochik. I think that's right, right? Mrochik, right?
You nailed it. Yeah, that never happens.
Perfect. Perfect. So Phoebe is a podcaster and marketing strategist who helps online entrepreneurs create a profitable business that is an honest reflection of who they are and what they want most. She is the host of Unbecoming, a podcast and nationally syndicated radio show that helps entrepreneurs release the judgments and beliefs holding them back from living a more meaningful life. Her show reaches 350,000 plus listeners per month from 40 plus countries, 16 AM FM stations in 20 cities nationwide and across 20 internet platforms. She built and ran a six-figure online marketing business for several years before realizing that her real passion was in helping entrepreneurs amplify their message and have a great impact by being more of themselves. Phoebe believes that while what we do in the world is important, we're meant to do so much more in life than just work. As a curious explorer and recovering perfectionist, She's traveled to 65 countries on 6 continents, been cage diving with great white sharks, camped in the Serengeti, and motorbiked across 15 countries in Europe. All of the website links are in the show notes, and she has free Unbecoming Success Series. Go to unbecomingpodcast.com/success and take part in that free Unbecoming Success Series. All our social media links are right there in the show notes. Connect with her because she is absolutely, absolutely amazing. So the first question I have to ask, well, I guess the first question that I really want to ask is, are you kidding me with these sharks? Really?
I get that a lot. No.
I've seen shark attacks. I'm good.
Well, to be honest, it was something that I've wanted to do, and I thought the cage actually would just be a free-floating cage that descend into the ocean, and they just like hit the cage and are eating crazy things around you, and it was actually just a cage attached to the side of a boat. But the great whites would come out of the water, and you would go down under the water and watch them. It was the most remarkable human experience to feel how small we actually are in the world and to see such brilliance at play. It was awesome. Such a great experience.
Oh my gosh. So I've been to Florida a few times and I'm in North Carolina and there's always like a shark attack or two, you know. I'm like, see, that's why I don't go to the ocean. This is why. Not gonna happen.
Well, but this, I mean, at least you're in a cage. And so you're like, okay,
True. Worst
case scenario, I mean, they bite the cage. One, actually, I was getting out of the cage. And as you're getting out, the guy put his hands on my hands on the side of the boat and goes, don't turn around. And of course, the only thing they do is like, I turn around and the shark came up.
Yep.
I could have touched his head. I mean, it was insane. Everybody on the boat was staring at me like she's about to be eaten. And I just was like, wow, that was amazing. So I have a crazy gene for sure.
So, I mean, I've seen Jaws, you know, like I've seen Jaws. It's just, oh, my, oh. Like spiders and snakes, like, huh, like that gets me.
Yeah.
And then I think about like, I'm in a cage with a shark. I'm like, it's not like, nope. But it's super cool though. Like definitely a once in a lifetime experience, and I'm really emphasizing the once. Like the once.
So but, I took it the other way, and I'm like, once. I hope it's not just one. I want to go again. Like this is, yeah.
So,
I mean, this is my crazy brain though.
That's awesome. As a matter of fact, so I love the show Whale Wars, and I used to watch Whale Wars all the time with the sea shepherds that are trying to save the whales from illegal whaling poachers and, you know, all that stuff. Now, I would do that. Like, I would go and, like, save whales and, like, you know, all that stuff. Just, like, I don't know. It's just something about getting in the water. I mean, I don't know. I don't like getting in any water, really. Like, I don't like getting in lakes, and I don't like – I mean, you never know what's in there. Right. I don't like getting in oceans because you never know what's in there. Like, we're not the top of the food chain in the ocean, you know? So, I don't know. But that's just me.
I mean, so, I'm still like, I'm terrified of snakes and all of that stuff. But I think with the sharks, you're in a confined space, which feels much safer than it actually sounds. I'm sure at the time it probably wasn't as safe. That was about, I don't know, 7 years ago or so. So as I'm sure it's way safer now, but at the time it felt a little rinky, you know, like, hopefully this is going to hold up, but they're not interested in me.
Right.
They don't want to eat me. So that's what I went in there with.
Good. Well, that's good. So I really want to know, what is your deep why for what you do?
Yeah, this has been a question that I have been searching for a really long time because I felt like everybody else had their why. And nothing ever really came to me until a couple of years ago. And I was like, I just want to create meaningful connections. That's really what I want to do. And so everything, that's the filter through which I do everything, right? Help people not feel alone, to help them feel connected, to share some love in the world, which sounds, you know, a bit cliche, but that's really who I am as a person.
I love that. And I don't think it's cliche at all. I think that, you know, if it's your why and it's personable and meaningful to you, then, you know, I don't think it's cliche at all. I actually love that a lot. How did you get started in that? What kind of prompted it?
Prompted figuring out my why, or prompted kind of what I'm doing now, or which part?
Yeah. Like, what do you do? Yeah, like, what are you doing now?
Yeah, so I am, as you said, a podcaster and a marketing strategist. And to be honest, if I look back on my career over the last few years, it's been really colorful, I would say, just in that it's evolved so much. So at the beginning, I was starting with, you know, I have a degree in marketing. So I started with a travel blog, all of this stuff I was documenting because I thought it would be really interesting to people. I've always been wanting to connect and inspire and get people to be more of who they are in that way. I just didn't have a name for it, I guess. And so through that, I was helping people build their funnels and amplifying their voices in the online marketing space. So I was helping them create products and become consultants and create the courses that they wanted. And I was the Facebook ads agency behind these messages. And then I just, through working with some big names, I just realized what they're doing is not so different. It's just have the platform to do it. And so I basically distilled all of that down into what do people need to, normal everyday people that want to build a business need to, in order, you know, the systems, the processes, in order to have that platform to create the magic, the momentum moving forward. And so I got into coaching. And for coaching, I really pulled out, like, what is it? I sell myself as a marketing strategist, a business coach, but what I'm actually doing is helping fuse the personal development angle with the actual strategy. So it's a feminine, masculine energy coming together in a really, I think, a unique way, owning who you are. How do you communicate that in a way that is systematized, but also fluid, right? There's a framework and the fluidity within the framework.
Right.
So
yep.
That's kind of how I call that, I guess you could say.
Yeah, no, I love that. So what really stands out is you're talking about amplifying their voice. Mm-hmm. And when people think about amplifying their voice, they're thinking about it in like the physical term, like you person, your voice speaking, you know, professional speaker, whatever. But I love how you took that and you're trying to get them to stand out in a noisy place. You know, we're talking about Instagram earlier. We're talking about, you know, the different social medias and the different ways that you can reach people, you know, which I think is very important because we're so connected. Like, you are one click away from being connected to somebody. It's not even degrees anymore. It's basically you're one click away. It's crazy.
I mean, I just find that it is what I call the same, right? It's everybody, and it's nobody's fault, but I think it's a responsibility for people that are on these platforms and do have, you know, they kind of, whether they want to be or not, a lot of those people are teaching, okay, here's the only way to do business, right? Here's the only way, follow these seven steps, this one loop, this one way of doing it. And it's a hard, I mean, that's an easy sell. Right. But what I'm trying to get people away from is, do you want to be a cookie cutter version of somebody else? No. And it's never going to sell. You're not going to make the same kind of money. It's not going to resonate in the same way. Whereas if you figured out who you are, right, that's like, I'm behind the business. That's really what I kind of preach in this whole unbecoming movement, is like everyone's teaching the strategy and the product. And then Simon Sinek came in a couple years ago, that people don't buy what you do, they buy why
you do it.
And I think it's actually, take one step further, people actually buy who you are before they ever buy why you do what you do. So until we can get in there, figure out who we are, and then figure out who we want to be talking to, where do those paths intersect? And as you said, the social media channels, where are your people, right? And how do you stand out, and how do you amplify your own voice in your head first? And then, you know, so you feel like you're worth something, and worthiness to you is, are you good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, eloquent enough, articulate enough, and then getting your voice out there so that you can attract the people who actually want what you have. And that's what I'm so passionate about. It if you can't tell, my arms are like,
it sounds like it. I love it, you know. And it's great that you mentioned Simon Sinek, because I love his TEDx talk, right? And you mentioned it, people buy into why you do it. When I speak on leadership at different events, or I'm talking to people that I'm working with, you know, and I talk about leadership, the one thing that I make clear about that, about the why and all that, people buy into you, the person, first, and then they buy into the vision. A lot of times leaders fail because they want them to buy into their vision. They want them to think the same way, act the same way, do the same things, but it doesn't work that way. And the people aren't going to work for you, or like if you have a team for your business, they're not going to work as hard as you because they don't buy into you first. You have to get their buy-in to what you care about, like the person. They have to care about you just as much as you care about the business or whatever you're working on. So with teams and team members, it's all about getting the buy-in to the leader, getting the buy-in to the person, and then they will buy into the vision. So yeah, you nailed that. They buy into the person, then they buy into the why, then they buy into everything else.
Absolutely. Yep. And I think that is the power of effective storytelling, right? But it's like, if you don't know this story, right? So that's why I love in my bio to talk about cage diving and, you know, being in the Serengeti and all of these little pieces of who I am, because I think it tells you more about who I am and why I do that, right? I'm a little bit weird and crazy and wild, but I also have this incredible passion for people really owning their story. And you might not have been jumping with great white sharks, but what is something else that you've done that is like really tested everything, right? Tested all parts of who you are. And you know what I think people get lost in is that you get lost in the details, right? I used to do this all the time. I'm like, people can't resonate. Not many people have been swimming with sharks, right? But it's that core belief, those core emotions underneath, which is what we actually bond over, right? I can connect with you because I guarantee, Sean, you've been in a situation where you're like, oh my God, you know, almost like fearing for your life a little bit, but it's just like anxiety producing. Yep. And also the adrenaline, right? I know for sure you've been in those situations knowing you, but that's where we actually connect. And so getting people to connect to different pieces of your story is just so important. Yep. And that's, like you said, that's what makes you stand out. And we need more of that in the world.
You're like a walking analogy. My life is kind of like swimming with sharks. You know, like, you know what I mean?
Like, I do that all the time. Yeah.
Like, you know, it's so crazy. So I am curious about your transformation. The show is featuring the transformation that people go through. You know, on social media, people want to talk about how their business is amazing and how their life is amazing and how, you know, the life is doing so good for them. But I don't think it's always that way. And sometimes when people go quiet on social media or they're quiet in life, it's because they're dealing with a lot. They're dealing with a loss or dealing with, you know, sickness or whatever. Can you run us through one of your transformations that happened in your life that was a catalyst to put you on the path to what you're doing today?
100%. And I like could not agree more with you. And I think I actually go the opposite way when people are like, oh, everything's perfect. I'm like, hey, nobody knows what they're doing.
Yep.
Right. And so I'm just very honest about it. And I'm like, well, I have no idea if this is going to work, but I'm going to give it everything I've got. And so
I did that yesterday.
Did you?
I did that yesterday. I was like, hey guys, I'm on Instagram. I have no idea how to work it, but it's going to be sure fun to learn.
Right.
I guess put your thing here and I'll figure out how to follow you. Like, I was right. Like, guys, I'm crushing Instagram, you know, like.
Right. And I think we need more of that. Right. And I think it's those stories that people can really connect to, and you're like, oh, I see him, he's new on Instagram. Well, I'm going to see where this is going to go. So I'm going to follow along. And I think also I'll get into my transformation real quick, but I just want to say this one thing, which is when people are going through things, right. And they're like, I think there are two sides of it. Some people share when they're in it, when they're in the thick of it. And that can be sometimes not as great, right? I had a client of mine who, before she was a client, she was just like crying online on social media about all this stuff that was happening. I'm like, right, let's heal a little bit. Like, let's get this buttoned up a little bit, but share when you're 70% of the way through. You're not on the other side. You're not in the thick of it where all the emotions are there, whether it's a divorce or a death or an illness or whatever. Share when you're 70%. And that's where people can really connect to your story. And so I find there's a happy medium in there somewhere where I help people kind of figure out where their story is going to start. So that's my, I'll hop off this box for that. But your original question was my transformation. The first one that always is going to come to mind is when I was 18, I had worked my whole life to be a Division I college soccer player, and I got there. I was like, oh my God, is this it? Like, I've worked my whole life and I just felt like there was something missing, something wasn't going right, but I stuck it out. And 3 months into my freshman year of college, my dad passed away really suddenly. And that was, I mean, it was a gift in itself, and I can see that now. But at the moment, it was like my whole life shattered. Everything that I thought was one way was actually not. And all the way that I saw my future rolling out was not going to happen. So I was dealing with all of these feelings and emotions of, you know, I got to this point and now he's not here and, you know, all of this stuff. And what I realized in that moment, and this was the decision and the thing that I said in that moment, was live your life and live it now. Do what you want and do it now. And so that phrase has stuck with me. I get chills every time I say it, because I just realized that my dad was waiting to take my mom on their 25th wedding anniversary, right? They were waiting for all of these things. And I think he had a great life, loved us more than anything, loved his career, his patients. He was a cardiologist. And so he had a heart, pun intended, of gold, right? But what I realized was that nothing is for certain, right? And so live the life that you want to live now. And so that was a huge transformational moment with me, or for me. And I mean, that took me probably a good 10 years to really get to that place where I could see it as a gift and not something that happened, you know, to me. I wouldn't have been able to that.
Wow. Well, I want to thank you for sharing, because I mean, that's not easy, you know, and I love the vulnerability that is shown. Yeah, I lost my grandparents just a couple, or like 2 weeks ago. You know, Facebook memories can be an amazing experience or a downward spiral.
For
so,
sure.
So 2 weeks ago, I was like, oh, memories, cool. And I'm scrolling through. It says 1 year ago, you know, when I had a picture of my grandmother, and, you know, she had passed away, you know, a year ago. It was like March 23rd. Wow. I was like, dang. And just the rest of the day, I was like, man, I would just, you know, want to talk to my grandmother just one more time, you know. And, you know, it's tough, you know, the ones that we love the most are the ones that, you know, we think that, oh, yeah, you know, it's just, you know, I'll call my mom later, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're not, or call my dad, you know, whatever. I find it so transformational in what happens after.
Mm-hmm.
Because after you start going back to those moments where, you know, you had a great time and the words of wisdom and the moments that were shared. And, you know, our friend John Roman always talks about it's about the moments,
mm-hmm.
the moments that make us, you know, and these transformational moments that we go through, had we not gone through them, I don't believe we would be doing what we're doing today. So we have to go through those transformational moments and then understand why we're going through those in order to get to the next task, to get to the next level, to get to the next, whatever that next transformation is. So that's all I got to say about that. Really,
yeah,
really want to thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. I mean, for sure. And I'm sorry to hear just about your grandma. It's so tough. And I think it's that compassion, right? I know what that feels like. And also, you know, in that moment was like, okay, so nothing is, you know, who knows about tomorrow? Let's live in the present. And so it is like the next thing, you know, what am I doing? How am I helping people? But I think it comes down to like, what do I really want life to be about? Right. And how do I want to live in a way that is, you know, creating these meaningful connections for people? And, you know, when I talk to my clients or just in general, I talk a lot about, you know, interviewing the people that mean something to you, because you don't know when they're going to be gone or, you know, what's going to happen. And I think people get stuck in this routine of life. Right. And so when I talk to people a lot, I'm like, okay, so if we look at where you want to go, what needs to happen, who do you need to be, and talk to the people around you that love and support you, and how do you get them in support? Right. And I feel that my job as a human being is to intercept people before they hit catastrophe, right? Because it seems to take a death, an illness, you know, you're losing your job, some sort of catastrophe for you to change your life. When if it can intercept you in a way, you know, it's like a football reference. I should make like a soccer reference, I think, here. It'd be more appropriate. But like intercept you, right, and just help you change the course of your life because that's who you actually know you are. And I feel like my whole life I was playing small, right? But I was doing all the things that everybody wanted me to do. And it took some massive hammer to come down and be like, whoa, Phoebe, wake up. Where are you going? How do you want to be remembered? Who do you want to be remembered by? How do you want to live your life? And that's what I'm here to do for a lot of people, is to be a mirror for them to see who they are, how they, what their past has looked like. And now where are we going? Let's go left over here, because if we turn right, that's disaster. And that's, you know, mediocrity. I'm not up for that. I'm up for the people who are ready to look at their stuff and to be like, I can do this. Let's go. Let's run this. Let's do the thing and let's help the people.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. And I can see you doing that all the time, especially on your show. So let's talk about how you're elevating the lives around you every day. You have a show called Unbecoming. It's a huge, huge hit. You know, I got to listen to a couple episodes in learning about the different icons and podcasters that would be at Steve Ulscher's event. So tell everybody what the show is about, the guests that you have on, and where they can listen.
Yeah, so it's called Unbecoming, and I was trying to figure out how to kind of encapsulate my life. And I came across this quote from Paulo Coelho, who wrote The Alchemist, and it says, maybe the journey isn't so much about becoming anything. Maybe it's actually about unbecoming everything that isn't really you, so you can be who you were meant to be in the first place. And every time I say that quote, it just, like, something in me just lights up, because I felt like that is actually the answer to everything in my life. And that is my 100% truth, that I actually think we're striving to be something and we're always going after the next thing, but what we actually haven't realized is we're perfect the moment we were born. And so how do we get back to that? So on my show, I'm talking about releasing, it's like shedding all those layers of what we feel like we should be, who we feel we should be as entrepreneurs, as children, as parents, as partners, and actually living the life that we want to live. So giving ourselves permission to be that. And so I'm talking to entrepreneurs, anyone from, I've talked to supermodels, I've talked to million-dollar entrepreneurs, to a wife who, you know, a wife and a mom who is struggling to find her own identity in that. And that is just so important and such an important conversation that I don't think enough people are having. So I put everything into this show, and I do, you know, a weekly show, and we talk, you know, it recently became a nationally syndicated radio show, which I'm really proud of and really excited by, because I think it's not about me anymore, which is really exciting. It's about the ripple effect of you listening to the show and being like, wow, I see myself in that person, and I want to have a conversation with somebody in my life about what's real for me and what's true and who am I really, and getting you to ask those questions yourself. So that is the show in a nutshell. And, you know, you can find that at unbecomingpodcast.com. And as you alluded to at the beginning, I created a success series. It's a super simple part audio, because I get so many emails with people being like, I get it. I get to love it. How do I do that? I was like, right. I have a step to this, blah, blah, you know. And so I just wanted to make it super simple, 6 really short audios to walk you through the process, kind of extracting the most impactful prompts exercises so that you can have those conversations and, you know, for you to think a little bit differently outside of your normal conversations, your normal life.
I love it. And I love that you're syndicated. When I wanted to start my show, I looked into doing like an FM. I'm like, who listens to AM? I mean, my grandfather, who's still alive, you know, he listens to AM. I'm like, but like, who listens to AM? You know, like, it's not like, I don't know. I can't think of anybody who listens to AM or why it's even around. FM, like, cool, got it. Everybody listens to FM, you know. But I was like, I'm not reaching the amount of people that I could reach, because those stations are kind of like local and like, I don't know. And I really wanted to have a radio feel and build a community by having people call into the show and have that option. So for those listening, if you have any questions for Phoebe or myself, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. 888-383-1109. So I wanted to have this radio feel, and I really wanted to connect with the audience in that way. And I've had people call from Australia. I've had people call from Virginia. We've had people call the show a couple times. But what I love is that when they listen, I get messages that are like, loved the show, loved what that person had gone through and how they overcome and they persevered. And, you know, I know someone who's dealing with that, and I'm going to go ahead and share the show with them. I'm like, that's awesome. And I'm wondering, do you have the same feedback from the listeners that listen to your show? Do you ever get the messages that are like, wow, what a great episode. I know someone that can hear this, or I know someone that needs to listen to this show, or what have you?
Totally. I mean, my engagement is actually quite high. So I get emails all the time. And before the show, we were talking about Instagram. That's where I get the most engagement from people messaging me. And I just always ask people to, if you're listening, screenshot it. That's the best. You know, we don't get necessarily paid for this, right? This is like, it started off for me, Unbecoming was a passion and was a conversation I wanted to have. And to your point about the AM FM radio station, I was like, I don't care who hears it. I just want somebody that need, like, I trust that whoever's going to hear it needs to hear it. And I love what you're doing here. I am like, I mean, I totally love the feel of this show. And I feel like when I'm talking to people on Instagram and they're messaging me and, you know, they're sharing the show because they don't have, you know, they're not going to throw me $50 for a show, but they will share it. That's the currency. If currency becomes, you know, kindness is the currency. Sharing the love, spreading the love is the currency. Podcasting, I mean, there are other opportunities, obviously, for monetizing, but that's the most important thing for me is if you love it, share it. And also what I always ask, I ask my listeners all the time is if you're going to share the show, don't just like post it, you know, and just share it on Facebook or whatever. Like that's great. And I appreciate that. But what I would so much rather you do is listen to one episode and love it and think about it and share it with one person and just say, hey, you know, Johnny, I heard this show and I think you love it because of what we were talking about on Tuesday. That's so much more impactful when you share it because something. So if you're going to share this on Facebook, share it on Instagram, wherever you are, LinkedIn, share it with a purpose, right? Tell people why you're sharing it. And that makes you look like such a much better curator of content. And also it's so much more helpful for the, you know, for the talk show or for the, you know, radio show or whatever it is, podcast. It just makes, it's a win-win situation for everybody.
I love it. Oh, I love that. And that's a great point. You know, I always ask like, hey man, share my show out or, you know, give a listen or, you know, what have you. I think we're still very, very early into podcasting. Yes, it's highlighted right now, but I still think that we're still very early and there's only, you know, a handful of people that have listened to shows. You know, statistics are showing right now that only 29% of the world's population have ever heard one episode. So I think that we still have a lot of room to grow. And I think that this is just, I mean, we're in like the coming up of the industry and we're going to see a rise in shows. I mean, right now, I think that what they said, like 660,000 last year was only like close to 500,000. Now we're up to like 660,000, but still out of those 660,000 shows, only 130,000 of them are active, which is crazy to me.
I mean, it blows my mind. It's like figuring out why you want a show, why you want someone to take an hour of their day to listen to what you have to say. And I mean, it's hard being in the podcasting bubble because, you know, I'll get in an Uber and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I'm a podcaster. And they're like, oh, what's that? I'm like, oh my God, stop, pull over. Let me tell you about everything. And that's what I realized just moving here to Austin has been. I talk to people all the time where, I mean, I put out a post in a group I was a part of 2 days ago. And I said, is there anyone here who's interested in starting a podcast? I'd love to show you how to do it. I'd love to kind of be your mentor. And I had 35 people in this group be like, me. Nobody is teaching this in a way that is like the business of podcasting and how to get your passion, how to monetize your passion. So that's like a whole side project I'm working on at the moment. But if you feel like you have a message and there's something inside of you, again, it's this amplifying your message, your voice. That is what's so important. And we need more people stepping up. We need more people that are coming forward with great content, with exciting updates, with new takeaways and ahas and insights. It's so important.
Oh, I 100% agree. Absolutely 100% agree. So let's talk about what you do with your clients. Why do they work with you and how can they work with you?
Yeah, so I work with people in a number of different ways. So the first, my favorite is always going to be the mastermind. That's where I see the most progress, the most growth. And so I facilitate masterminds on a 90-day basis, on a one-year basis, so 12 months. And basically, it's a collection of people that, if you're not familiar with masterminds, the idea is that, you know, more than one mind coming together creates magic. And so my job as the facilitator is to attract the right people. So I have to put myself in the right room. I've got to put myself there to attract people that are serious about building a business, building real assets, building something that matters, a movement. And from that, you're interacting and engaging with other people in the room, having different ideas, sharing resources, ideas, connections, all of that. So that's my primary focus. That's what I love to do. I work with people one-on-one, but that's very rare that I do that. It's a special kind of project that I take on, but it's not something that that I actively promote. And something that I'm getting into at the moment is working with, I mean, I primarily work with women, but over the last 12 months, I have gotten a lot more male listeners to my show, which is exciting and unexpected. It's so fun. I don't know if you get this, but the difference between working with men and women is just so different, but so awesome in its own way. I love, but to have, I think for masterminds, mine are women specific for that, but you know, a number of different ways. And then, I mean, I'm looking at creating more of a platform for almost like a media company to help amplify people that want to become podcasters there are two types of people that have an audience and a great business and want to get into podcasting. Totally. That is like my jam. I know how to monetize an audience. That's what I'm really good at. And people who just kind of want to get started, want to test it out, want to build an audience from podcasting. How do you do that? How do you create a product that helps to entice your audience to get them on board with what you want to say, create that movement from there? So that's really how I work with people. And I'm creating a local show here in Austin, which is very exciting. I can't wait. It's a very highly produced experiential storytelling show, which I have a producer for. I'm like going full blown on this, which, yeah, it's scary. I have no idea how it's going to do, but creating a community in Austin of people that are new here is really exciting. It's pushing me into
right.
the great white sharks, if you will. It's a little intimidating,
yeah.
but awesome.
I love it. Yeah, so I'll be in Austin May 17th and 18th for Ever Gonzalez's Outliers Podcast Festival. I'm speaking there. And Jeremy Slate, who's an icon over at Steve Olsch's event, he'll be there. And so a bunch of us will be there, kind of like, PodFest, Podcast Movement. You know, we'll be talking about podcasts, how to start them. You know, it's going to be an amazing, amazing event. Would love to see you there. I think I got in touch with Ever a while ago. But
I'm teaching a workshop there. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
yes.
So if you're listening
That's
and
awesome.
You are in or around the Austin area or want to be around podcasters like the two of us, like you should totally come. I'm leading a workshop. You're speaking. That's awesome. It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, yeah. And there's going to be like big, big names. They're like the guy from Libsyn, the guy who's the VP or like the he's like the smartest dude I know for podcasting. He's going to be giving a keynote. I saw his keynote at PodFest and my paper was on fire. I couldn't even take notes fast enough. He was just like delivering so much valuable information. I couldn't even write fast enough, but he'll be there, which we had a great talk. So it'd be cool to see him again. If you're in the area, May 17th and 18th in Austin, connect with the group Outliers Podcast Festival. It should be outlierscs.com. Check it out. Phoebe, what I want to do right now is I want to do a shameless plug. You can plug your friends' quotes, websites, Facebook, whatever it is that you want the audience to know and to do. Here's your moment. Shameless plug. Go.
I mean, shameless, not so shameless. I'm very happy to do it because I love what I do. So if you are somebody, if you're resonating with the unbecoming message, then come and find me on Instagram. That is where I do. I'm primarily on Instagram. So it's just at Phoebe Marocek, which is a tough name to spell. It's all in the links, but it's Phoebe, M as in Michael, Roczek. That is where I spend the majority of my time. I share all my episodes. I talk about it a lot, and I share all the behind the scenes of what's happening in my very exciting life and what I'm working on. And then if you're interested in the show, unbecomingpodcast.com, I just launched my new site. So everything you need as far as the success series, any kind of joining our community, you can do that. We have a really tight-knit community where I show up live every week to talk about the episode, go behind the scenes, tell you what I wish I had asked, what the person said after the interview. So that's really fun. And if you are looking for coaching, if you are somebody who has an audience and you want to take your business and your life to the next level, that is something I am so passionate about. I love to turn businesses around, as I said, to monetize your audience, to help you build a marketing strategy that feels aligned with who you are. Then you can find me on phoebemarocek.com.
Love it. Love it. So give us a nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today.
So if you're in the process of, or if you are actually stuck and you are not taking action, what I would love for you to do is just look back at all the times when you have taken action and what you were creating in that moment, what got you excited. I think the Venn diagram is always what you love to do, what you're good at, and what people will pay you for. And in between, right, in the middle of that is what you are meant to do. And just remember that there are people that are sitting on the sidelines of their life wondering when you're going to step up, wondering when you're going to deliver exactly what it is that you need to deliver. And you, the longer you prolong actually being the person that you're supposed to be, being who you are made to be, the longer someone else is going to be suffering. So get out of your own way, step up, start really small, right? I get so many people that come to me that are like, here's my grand vision. I'm like, awesome. Next step, and they don't know. And so what I like to do is I like to say, if that grand vision is phase three, what does phase one look like? Right? How do we really break down into action steps? And rather than focusing on the outcome, focus on the habits. What habits are you developing today that are going to get you to where you need to be? So I would just encourage you to do something that scares you today, whether that's just speak your truth, speak what it is into the that you want into the world today. Go on Facebook Live. I would love for you to tag both of us on there. Do something out of your comfort zone that feels like it's scary, right? Like the great white sharks, if we're going to go back to that analogy. Get in the cage, right? Get in play as a soccer field, like get off the sidelines and just start somewhere. Take action. Communicate in a way that even if one person is listening or 1 million people are listening, get on Instagram. I'm there. Tag me. When you go live, tag me in it. I want to tell you. And I know, Sean, you're the same way.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I love the engagement. I love seeing what everybody is creating and seeing what everybody is up to in the world. And I think that if a lot more people did that, it would be a less scary place and you wouldn't have to look over your shoulder and worry about, you know, the bad things, you know, that happen in the world. So with that, Phoebe, an amazing time. And you are doing incredible things in the world. I want to thank you for sharing your brilliance and coming on the show today.
I just thank you for what you're doing. I just think you are such a bright light in the world. And I love listening to your show. I've been listening to it, especially the last couple mornings on my walks. And I love what you're doing. And I really want to celebrate you for creating this platform because you're doing a great job. And I hope you know that.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. Thank you. So everybody listening right now, all of the website and social media links are in the show notes. You must connect with Phoebe. From the moment I met her, I was like, dang, this girl is something special. And it turns out that we have same friends and similar beliefs. And so, you know, connect with her. She's absolutely amazing at what she does. And so with that, Thank you for listening. Subscribe to Life Transformation Radio wherever you are comfortable listening to podcasts. Before I go, I always say live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.